Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thanks.
All right. Well, it was quite a contentious Las Cruces City Council meeting this week. Hours on end of comments about a proposal by the Las Cruces City Council that eventually was tabled.
It was. And it is a resolution that, quote, it's going to ask, calling on the governor and state legislature to, quote, better ensure the safety of students in Las Cruces schools. Now, that just opens the door to all kinds of solutions or proposals anyway. But the resolution, which is City Council Resolution 18-116, was tabled by a vote of, I believe, 6-1. The only counselor who did not want to table the resolution and wanted it to pass it this week was Counselor Jack Eichmann. But Counselor Gabe Vasquez, he moved for the postponement of the resolution pending further discussion, saying he could not support the resolution in its present form because it would infringe on his rights as a gun owner, he thinks. So he got backing from Counselor Smith, Vasquez, Gandara, Sorg, Flores, and the mayor, Miyagashima. So these it was soundly tabled, you might say. There were a lot of, we have a breakout box on the wording of the resolution, a breakout box on the Second Amendment as it, the history of it, and also a number of quotes from people in the public input part of this. And so it's a really good kind of overview of what happened and what is likely to happen. So a lot of people there at the meeting apparently were against passing the resolution this week anyway.
To be continued. All right. Also, a preview of the Bataan Memorial Death March.
Last year was the 75th anniversary of the march, and organizers felt, and it was the biggest so far, but yeah, and that's 75 years. That's kind of a milestone. So people figured, well, maybe that's it, and then when they'll go back to whatever type of response it had previous to that. But this year, they're setting a new record of 8,380 marchers. They're all registered, so they already know the number of registrants. And this will set a record for Sunday out at White Sands. So we have a preview of that and the participants and what to expect.
All right. I don't want to run out of time, so I'm going to actually move on to arts and entertainment. And Megan McQueen, some of our listeners may recognize that name. I've had the joy of actually seeing her perform. She is also a professor at New Mexico State University, teaching performers of the future, and I shouldn't say just future, currently, right, that perform for us at NMSU. So you have a great profile of her.
Mike Cook did a profile, and Mike is so embedded in theater, he can almost do this off the top of his head. But because he's worked with Megan McQueen and others, but yeah, she's directed, acted, she's done everything you might do in theater on stage and off. So it's a nice profile because Mike interviews some people that have worked with her and gotten their feelings on what makes her successful. One of them is just hard work and you know, very devoted to theater. So,
and I was just going to say a sheer joy in what she does. I mean, you can see that.
Exactly. You know? So, you know, we hear, like you say, we hear her name bandied about, and I see the name on the pages almost every week in passing, but this finally kind of gives a portrait of who she is.
All right. And some of our parents in the audience might be interested in this. You have a feature on youth rugby teams in your sports section.
There is rugby in Las Cruces.
Yeah.
It's the Mesilla Valley Rugby Football Club, and they have formed really a team for middle and high schoolers, and they have about 20, and they're looking for more. They're looking for volunteers. There's a website and contact numbers for anybody who wants to contact the club. And they also want to start even a younger team of fifth graders. So
wow.
It's all kind of just starting and getting formed. So
that's
there
great.
We are.
Marty Racine, he is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin with us every Thursday. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.